working together for the common good of export business. I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. Dan Hallstrom, President and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, said that's exactly what it's going to take, all of us working together for the common good of export business. That includes our grain sector and our livestock sector.
Yeah, it's literally an ag summit. It's not meat, it's not grain, it's all of the above. And I think the appreciation for the value it brings back, but more importantly, how do we work together to improve access? How do we maximize that value opportunity? These are all things that we work on every day, so it's great to be in a room for a day with all the other like minds and strategize.
Well, there's a lot going on, of course, as we know, to keep these exports opening up these trade doors. You guys have been extremely busy working hard, promoting, of course, our beef, pork, and lamb.
Yeah, and happy to report that outside of China, which is always a wild card, the rest of the world is looking really, really good. And you know, China's especially on the beef side, is a bit of a bogey at the moment. We still don't have our beef plants, most of them relisted yet. That's being worked on. It's the top of the list with USTR. But we accept where we're at with China. You got to be very flexible and you got to be able to pivot. Yeah. And that's what we're doing. We're trying to diversify. It's working in a lot of cases. We're seeing business on the beef side and pork side diversify into regions like Central America, we've talked about before. Southeast Asia starting to grow. Indonesia stands out as another area that has a lot of potential. So, yeah, we're pretty excited. And you combine it with some of these announcements recently.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us today by Farmers Union Insurance, I'm Keith Weinberg.